Thank you for the question. I think it's a very important one. IFRS Foundation in the ISSB standards just requires single materiality, because it is what is most important for the investors to receive. And besides that, every single company in the world is already used to report under single materiality or financial materiality. We are used to look around and see what external factors have been doing with our business. For example, if the inflation increase, if the unemployment decrease, if the gross domestic public is impacted, which effect this kind of situation had under our performance. So it's something that we are used to do and simple to do. And that's what it is being asked for. Of course, when we are discussing sustainability, many are those who want to see the other way around, not what the impact that the outside factors are having inside the company, but what the impact the company is having in the outside. And that is something that will be very welcome. But to be very clear, I personally understand that we do not have strong factors and drivers in order to measure that. How can a company measure how much it is contributing to reducing pollution and to reducing decarbonization? So that kind of measure might be a strong goal for us to have in the future, but I do not believe that we are there. In Europe, they are asking for this kind of double materiality, but Europe is not a global standard setter. They are just asking for the region of Europe. So they can establish the drivers. And then we can have reports that are comparable among themselves. But in a global basis, which driver could we use in order to make the end report comparable everywhere? So I strongly believe that the work that International Foundation for Value Impact, IFVI, is doing, you'll get us there with some measures of impact that will allow us for in the future have double materiality in a global basis as a possible tool. But I personally, it's Vania speaking, not everyone else. I personally think that we are not yet there.